and Simen, Ayin Zayin, Sif Bey. In Sif Aleph, we had learned that Osa Likhois Keneged Meiraglayim, Achiyato Lesoichon Revius Mayim Vazmuta. That we had learned there is a Kula in Meiraglayim, since it is only Keneged Ha'omot while the Meiraglayim is going out of the person, there's an Issa Diraisa. And the puddle of Meiraglayim is an Issa de Rabbonon. So by the Issa de Rabbonon, they were makel that one can pour a Revius Mayim on the Meiraglayim, and then one is permitted to be Kairi Krishma and say a Davo Shebekdusha. That's what we learned in Simon Sif Aleph. Now let's learn Sif Beis. Revius Shamru. Now that they said a revius helps to be mevatel a tola ashtona of meiraglayim. So the mechaber says lemeiraglayim shel pam achas. That means if there was one ashtona, so then a revius, one revius will help. Uleshel shnei pa'omim. But what if there was two ashtonas? You need shtei revius. Uleshel shalosh shloisha. There's three ashtonas. You need three revius. That means there is no such klal that a revius can be mevatel meiraglayim. A revius can be mevatel the meiraglayim of one ashtona. But if there's two ashtonas, then you need two revius. Hago v'chein lo'ilam. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah of Sifkot Mazayim. Pam achas, v'afilu, now, from one hashtone, a revius will help, that's for sure. So now he's saying a chiddush, v'afilu im hishtin harbe, that even though he was, the hashtone was more than a revius, that's klo. That means that for one hashtana, a revius helps. It's irrelevant the amount of meiraglayim there was in this hashtana. That is clearly that they were makel, that for one hashtana, a revius will help. Now, v'chein, now what will be im hishtin rak ma'at? What if there was a hashtone that was less than a revius? So now we have a machlokes ha-poskim. Yesh oimrim, the tzorich gam kein revius. So this first day you hold that the halacha was that a revius is mevatel hashtone. It's irrelevant how much meraglayim is found. They made a light look that every hashtone say it's less than a revius, say it's more than a revius mayim will be mevat. That's a yesh aimrim. Avol b'tshuvas chacham tzvi simen kuf beis posak nevzamir l'ka kula from the chacham tzvi, and we'll see we paskin like the chacham tzvi. The chacham tzvi says as follows, the im hameiraglayim heim chusim merevius. If the meiraglayim is less than the revius, the sagi beroiv mayim levatla. Then it is sufficient if you have, that means if, let's say, if we have a quarter of a revius of meiraglayim, so a third of revius of mayim will be mevatlet. That means there's zikr a Hilchis bitul of roiv, that if there's more mayim than meiraglayim, it's zichabotah. Vein tzorich revius. Loi omru revius, the whole din. So now we have now a new klal, which was not mentioned in the Mechaber, that there's a klal that is bitul b'roiv mayim. The amount of meiraglayim that is found is bitul b'roiv mayim. I were learning there is a concept of a revius. Vein tzorech revius, veizach mitzvah. Am revius ela lahokol. There's a kula of a revius. What does that mean? Sha'af im ha-mei reglayim shel pam achas heim merubim erevius. The chiddush of a revius is that even though the mei reglayim is larger in quantity than the revius, sagi berevius levatla. So that's the chiddush. A revius came a mevatel mei reglayim from one hashtane. And even though the meraglaim is more than the revius, but if I have roiv keneged the meraglaim, then there's no necessity that I need a revius of mayim. So that means if I have a quarter of a revius of meraglaim, so lechol adayis, a third of a revius will be mevatel. And that's one thing. Va'afilu im ha-meraglayim heim mishtei pa'omim. Afilu the meraglayim is mishtei pa'omim. Sagi b'roiv ma'im levatlam. So that what we just learned in Siv Beis, that you have to look at each hashtone, that is speaking about the chiddush of meraglayim, of revius. That the revius is mevatl, the meraglaim, even though there's more meraglaim than the revius mayim, so that the mechaber says, you know, that's tafke from one ashtone. So we say one revius came in mevato one ashtone when the meraglaim of one ashtone is more. If there was two ashtones and both are more than a revius, each one is more than a revius, so then you need a second revius. But if both ashtones are less than a revius, so then, roiv u'zichel. Tafilei mimei raglayim heim mishtei pomim, sagi b'roiv mayim levatlo. V'chein iskimu achoinim. So this is a gewaldic kula that the when is it necessary that you need a revius of mayim? That stavke, if the hashtone is more than a revius, then you need a revius. But if you have less than a revius of meraglaim, so then you just, it's sufficient if you're marba a little mayim more than the meraglaim, and that will be sufficient. Vaynoid ma'ashenichtev lakamasim et paybez mishtabrure siv koton valid. Now we're speaking about the din bitul of meraglaim, and we just said pshat that the din bitul of meraglaim, we're speaking about that the meraglaim is more than the revius of mayim. V'afal pikein, the revius of mayim is mevatel. But so you have two ashtonis. That's right. It's a kula de rabbonon, since meraglaim is only a tzoyim de rabbonon after, if it's not keneged ha'omud, so memele, so. Yeah, it's a tabitul de rabbonon. No, meraglaim. Others say this. One should not say dvorm, but there's a shari tshuva that says there, one should not say dvorm shebikdusha, and the others weren't machma with this. I think the chazanish was meiko, but I mean, meraglaim mitzicha doesn't have it. Meraglaim is isamid arbonon. That's a good shaila, I don't know. I don't know if I also don't know. I really don't know. That's I mean, he was speaking about the Raisi. He was speaking about a ruach rod. Maybe if I can find this in 1 second, it'll be good. If not, Yeah. That's it. That's the Gemara learns it out from a posik. Just 1 second. This is the Piskei Tshuvas in Siman Dalet. Pshar Tshuva B'Shem Abir Ke Yosef Minik HaChareidim Al Dvar Hashem Shaloi Likrois Ulevorich Neged HaMayim. They didn't say a Brochik Neged HaMayim. This is a Piskei Yosef. Shanot L'Bem Shachis Chinoi Neik HaGoyin Mayf Sadir. Okay, bring someone. Ba'ir Tzadikim Shoch Odom Liyisnizik Im Yolim Man, the tilim bevesi, you should take it out. You shouldn't leave it around. Omnam yesh litzayim ki muva mikama migdoile betzadike hadoireis. Chsam soifa lehik bedalkein. Marim shik. The tanzerov shein isa loima bich brachis divrei kedush neged main tilshul zogaim shachris. Yes, so 1 second. Brings a whole bunch. And then also, so just 1 second. So it could be Michael. So the whole thing is a minik charedim from the Shari Tshuva. אחתכל כשאין חשש לו בתותי ראישה מעצב שאותך כהכת המיניק ובהקפת בקעת לב של דבר והחמור עם של אחידו שתדיך זה שמי ובכן כשאין שמויל ביטל למי רגליים עידי שביחס רבי ישמיים לסריכון כמוי כן יאיו נשפח רבי ישמיים לסריך מהנטיל למשפדה מחתכל לא מדבר בקדוש שבקנגדם Ibinzus on the Kafachayim. So he says, Sahainu in the Tilas of the Mecha, the one person, Vashnegovasa, so you can pour a Revius in that, Ushnei b'nei Yodam, Ushnei Revius, Mechino. So he stells the Kafachayim, stells it to Tamei Raglayim. I don't know, Akabo, whatever this there is, he says, Bittul Bulab, it can't be worse than Tamei Raglayim. And then he brings Eishel Avrom, Bereiv Mayim, it will help. Okay, I don't know what it means. Bereiv Mayim, L'chum, L'chum. Okay, very good. So, Baruch Hashem, this is a Piskei Tshuvas and Siman Dalet. That it doesn't say. I don't know. Yeah, it is no problem at all. You could think it be. I mean, those who all... Yeah, it could be. I'm sorry for my Amshik. Okay. Hey, yeah. Yeah, we're going to Chidol. He says it's Mohammed and Meraglaim. He brings out the such a lotion. Okay. So now we have over here that for each Ashtone, you need a Revis. Posak Kedas Rambam Veshorei Poiskim. So the Mechaber Paskins like the Rambam. The Rashba holds that a revius of Mayim is Mevatel 20 Hashtonis. It's a revius is Mevatel. So it's, but the Machaber says, no, the Machaber Paskins like the Rafa. Fine. Obemogin, so Memeo, that's the Machaber. So Obemogin, Geboirim, Mitzadid, Loimar, he wants to say, the Ein Beinei Machloikis. That means we have here a Kula of the Rashba. The Rashba holds one revius of Mayim, Kibim Mevatel 20 Hashtonis. That's the Rashba. Poshet the Rambam holds each Ashtona needs a Revi'is, and Poshet the Lechabo Paskin like the Rambam. The Mogin Geboira wants to say that there's no machloikis that as follows. Va'af ha-Rambam le'koma the boy shtei Revi'is l'shtei po'omim, afilu the Rambam that says you need two Revi'is, rak k'shabou b'zeh achar zeh. K'goyim. Shehishtin was a hashtone. V'nosan l'soichoy revi'is mayim. So he was mevatel that miraglai. Shechoyzer umashtin, so choydapam, losis l'soichoy mayim v'cheloim. So means the first revi'is was used up already for the first hashtone. Now he's mashtin again. You need a new revi'is. Because that was already used in Mavatel the first Ashtona. Avol, im hishtin kamo po'omim. But if there was Ashtona of many times, and now he takes one revius and he pours it into this ribui meiraglayim, v'roitzel likreis kenegdom, Dai batolas revius levad ayin shop. So this is a kula of the Mogin Giboirim, and he says there's no machlokes bechlal. It matters what the case was. If it was mavatel one ashtone, then that revius cannot be used for a second ashtone. But if there were many ashtones, there's no machlokes between the Rashba and the Rambam ayin shop. Ubebir hagro maskim gam kein aloche the daimatolus levius levad baze. The goin, because of a different reason, is chaylik on the mechaber. He says there's no such ramba. Ayin shom kikotalti. So kaponim, so this din, that what the mechaber paskins for a dover poshet, that for ribi hashtonish you need ribui mayim, ribi revius, it's not so poshet. This mokim to be mekel, and then say only in a certain case. But if you have a ribi ashtonis, now you pull one of these, could be will be good according to everyone. Siv ayin ches mishen nitzach lahatol mayim b'shas kriya. Hoya koyre. A person was leaning krishma. V'ischilu meiraglov. Shoisusin al bilko. He's in the middle of Leini Krishma. He cannot hold himself back, and the Meraglayim is Shoisus al bilko. So now, Poisek, so Kozman is Shoisus al bilko. There's a Shaila of the Reise. So Memele, so then he's not permitted to Leini Krishma. This is an Issa, the Reise. Poisek, so he stops. Ad sheyichlu amayim till he finishes the hashtone. Now, so we have to understand that he's finished being mashtim, but there's meraglayim on Birkov, on his goof, there's meraglayim on his pants. Maybe he's wearing a jacket that's covering that. And there could be this meraglayim ala kalke. So what happens now? We have Nebuch an embarrassing situation and a difficult situation. What should he do now? So he says like this: V'chayz alikreis, he can now continue to lein krishma. He's middle of leining krishma. Afilu im naflu al begodov, even though his the godim got wet. The yesh bahem teifeyach amenas lahatviyach. And that means they're drenched that he would put his finger on the godim and he would touch something else. So his finger is able to be mekabel the meraglayim and it can make something else wet. So that means the begodim are drenched. So the zicha didn't, there's meraglayim there. But kivin shehem mechusim bebigdoi. But since this meraglayim, which means he's wearing a jacket, and the jacket is not drenched, and the jacket is covering his pants. So there's no problem in that. There's no problem. I have here a beged that is drenched with meiraglayim. So look, it's not worse than meiraglayim, but it's covered now because I'm wearing a jacket that's covering the beged. Let us just see the Mishnah Berurah so far. Hoya kaira, hu adin ledivrei teire, ulatfile, poisek, atche yichlu hamayim lishtai. So he has to wait. Yes, he can't daven now, he can't learn now. Kozman, the mayim is shesis mimenu, this is keneged ha'omot. Vafilu, so he has to wait, and if it takes a longer period of time, and because of that will be shokedei ligmeres kuloi, so we'll have to lean over again, we'll have to daven over again. Vafilu im yitztach hayidei ze lisha yisarbe, that means it will take a longer period of time. Behemse tfile is in the middle of Shemeneser, shikadei ligmar kuloi. Vyitztarech alza, so lalocha we paskin, if a person is in the middle of Shemeneser, and he is mafsik in the Shemeneser for a time period which is longer than it takes for him to daven the whole Shemayna Esrei. So the din is, we paskin la aloche, that yechayza la roish. So now if he'll wait, he will have to be chayza la roish, for lochi mamten. I mean, he has no heter at the present time to daven now, b'shas the reglai m'shaysis. So he can't daven now. So he has to wait. Now that he waited, it comes out. It was shokadei ligmer eskulos. So he'll go and start over again. Shemayna Esrei. He doesn't have any alternative, and this is what he should do. Amayim. So memele. Paisek atziyichlu amayim. So he stops atziyichlu amayim. So now v'avde. After the mato birkoiv lachis adayim memeraglov, muta. So here, even though his birkayim, his knees, his thighs are wet, it's also muta. So here I saw the Piskei Tshuvos, he brings down. We learned halacha kol atzmoisei temana michamoicha, that there's an issa, akbar lechatchila we paskin, that he's not permitted to say a davar shebedusha if there's tzoya and evolov. So the Piskei Tshuvos brings down that by meraglayim they were meiko. So this issa of kolatz meisei teimana, they were meiko by meiraglai. Fine. So memela. So that is no problem. So the meiraglaim al bilkot is no problem. But now we have the beged. He has a beged which is drenched with meiraglai. So the mechaber says, yesh bem teifeach amanas lahatviya. But even Shaheim Makusim Bibigdoi, but this beggar that is drenched is covered with another beggar. Ratzalayma. Shabegat Halyan Lainislachlech, that he's wearing a coat over it. And so Mamela, and that is not dirty. So Mamela, so this is covering. So what do we have over here? We have over here that the pants are nislachli. The pants are drenched with meraglayim, but it is covered with a beged elyon. So it's finished. So there's no problem. Ve'im gam hu nislach lech. But what is if the outer garment, the jacket, the coat also got wet? So he's wearing begodim, which are drenched with meraglayim. And it's also to say a dovish habikdusha. So the halacha is like this. Bekriyashma, ushar divrei kedusha, he's learning tzorech, leilech, ulohosir begodov. He can't continue learning krishma now. He is lining in a reshus that is meraglayim here. The meraglayim is tefech amenas latvich in the beged. So he has to take off these begodim. Oy al kaponim lechasei samokim amluchach bebeged acher. Or if he can't go now to he's in a place he can't go to change his begodim, so let him get a towel. In whatever chalik is drenched, is wet, so that chalik will cover with a towel. So lemaisa, that's taken care of. So that means we can't say a kula for him, because, I mean, inside by krishme, inside by limud ha-toira, or other things. Ach, le'inyin tfile. What is if this occurred by Shemayna Esrei? Now in Shemayna, he's in the middle of davening Shemayna Esrei, and in the middle this occurred. So Sheyem Shaloi Lahavsik Velasik Bozeh. So now you're going to tell the coach, what should you do? So go home now and change your clothing. He's in the middle of Shemayna Esrei. So we pass can amir the kekula. That means if he doesn't have another eitzah what to do in the shmenes, we don't have an eitzah what to do. So there's amir the kekula. Mispalvel kedalkoi ach. This is a shita sarashba, I think. Mispalvel kedalkoi ach ashesisa. So after the ashtona ended, kozman is ashtona can't happen. After the Ashtona ended, so now, even the Issa Meraglaim in the Elamid Rabbonim, Ukvar who I made Bitvila. That means, if he didn't start davening Shemen Esre, so then we will not bend backwards for him. But if he started davening Shemen Esre, he's in the middle of Shemen Esre, and he started Beheta. So then, Chazal, Bameikol, you could be Gaima the Shemayna Esrei, and even though there's Meira Glam, that's also Mida Rabbonon, but if a person started Shemayna Esrei, they said you can continue davening, and they wavered this Issa the Rabbonon since he started the Beri Shemayna Esrei late on. So now, let's go back to the Mechaber. So the Mechaber, but the Mechaber said, by Krishma, we don't have this Kula. So by Krishma, the Eitza is, it was only Meiko that he should cover the drenched begodim with another baguette, and that's Mutta. Bilko, we don't have to worry about, and here it's in his machna, there's Meraglayim, but it's covered. Ve'im Noflu, let's go back to the Mechapa. Ve'im Noflu Meraglayim Bo'oret. But what if there's a puddle of meraglayim ba'oret? He's middle of learning Krishna. So here there's a nature what he can do. Machik mehem arba amos. So he's machik from the Krishna, he can walk around. So he should go away, move away from this meraglayim, which is al ha'oret. It should be la'achayro. Well, it's thought of, that means it should be Taudamas away from it, it should be Lefonov. And so Mamela, so it's not in his machne, so Mamela, he'll continue learning Krishna. Hago, or there's another eight, and now there's a mistake in the Rambam, which the Mishnah Berurah corrects, so let's just read the Rambam properly. Oy mamtin atche yibolo bakarke, or if the beiraglayim is on the karke, and it will be nivla in the karke, that means in a matter of minutes, it was sand or something, so in a matter of minutes, the meiraglayim will not be any more tefecha manas latviyah. So the Gemara says, I mamtim atche yivla bakarke kishir sheyizboil lekama. And that's the shir. The shir is that if it's not tefecha manas latviyah, so memele, that will be enough. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Marchik ein bebir aloch edinyin tfile gam keinochin lahachne lahachik genof lo yaloritz kamay lekrishme, even though it's a middle of Shemenesre, if he could be marchik from the Meraglayim, he should do this. Yeah. And that means if he can't cover it, he should be marchik. Amois, oy mamtim et sheyiv lo daud ames, oy mam sheyiv lo bekarki kishir sheyizboi lekamesim en peis, kentzor pei beis, kentzor loima, vekosa amogin avrob. The av, the efshu, zeyde amtona al abliye, so that means he's a little, he doesn't have what to cover the meraglayim, and he can't, and he doesn't want to be malchik, so he waits till who will dry up on the karke, yitzach lishayz kadei lingmer kula, yitzach lazer l'roish, we were speaking about Krishma. Now Krishma is another eitzer. Krishma, he could move away. But we said, if he wants, he doesn't have to move away, he'll wait 3 minutes or 4 minutes till it becomes nivla in the karke. So the Bhagavad Gita says, but by waiting, it will come out that it will be shorter than Ligma Reskula. That means the middle of Vahasa Shishem Lakecha, now we'll have to wait, and Lamais will be shorter than Ligma Reskula. As a Lachin Lachish is a Bekrishme, Babi Kikari Betoyle. So that means, what did I bring about that I'll have to. I'm going to learn Krishma over again. That means if I would move away, I could continue. It wasn't Shoka de Ligmeres Skula. Since I didn't move away, so I'll have to go back to the beginning. So it comes out the first Krishma was, I wasn't a Kaimitzus Krishma. So the Havaki Kaire Bekaire. So Lemaise. That's what I learned. So I wasn't a chemist with Krishma. Avom in this diamond like came bebichas Krishma. But what if this happened bebichas Krishma? Toiv yoser, sheyachik mehem. So then by bichas Krishma, so if he's going to wait till it becomes nibla, he might be shook the ligma the schooler. Toiv yoser, sheyachik mehem, leyamtim ala bliya bekalke. ובדיעבד אם שבא בקס קשמו דליג מרקולה אין איכויזו לראש חדלר בסימן סמך היי במשנה ברורה. So there the Mishnah Berurah Lamaisa said that he's in the middle of one of the Riches Krishma, and the time that elapsed was the time it takes from the beginning to go Yisrael, then he is chayzer to that bracha. If it only was shok dalig merskul of the bracha alone, then you're not chayzer l'roish. Lechain, so he says further, Ein esech lachzo mokim sheposa, kishem yom said, Machabot, you never chayzo l'roish b'shok delig meskula. He said, Ramos is yashem dim shok delig meskula chay l'roish, chaynik meshkesavto simen tzamechay, mishan fi ha-koyre. Ratzolayim at the tal ikar hum onus, it depends if he's an onus by sehepsik chayzo l'roish, v'chanam yo onusu. Uleinyan tfile, nizdamin kein be'emtza. Now we're talking about the kalke. Nizdamin be'emtza, vehimtim al havos mayim, oy al habliye be'kalke, bechdei ligmer kolot tfile, nireli, That he didn't have to wait. So according to the Rashba, he didn't have to wait. So if he did wait, he's not called an onus. Now, in this, let us just say a shayla which could be negeya of a catheter. If a person has a catheter attached to him, and the meraglayim goes out through a tube and it goes into a sac. So be'etzim, the meraglayim which is in the tube or in the sac is b'chutzle. So we don't see the, I mean, even though I can see the meraglayim, but that's not worse than soya ba'ashoshis, what the halacha is, that it's mutter. Allowed to, since it's covered. Also, since this tube and the sack usually is not used too long, it doesn't have a din of an ovich or meiraglayim. So memele, that is also not a problem. So the sack is muta. Now there is the brought down from the tshuvas of the mor. But the Jewish of the mob, this whole heter that we have is not when it's being shaisis. When it's shaisis, we have a shaila of the reiser, which will not help the situation. But he's not allowed to say Dovisha Bekdusha. So by a catheter, the Piskei Tshuvos brings down, in most cases, he doesn't know Bechlau, when he has no feeling whatsoever when the Meraglayim is going out. So Memela, so there's no Shaila Badaraisa, there's only a Shaila Badarabonon. And since it's only a Badarabonon, so Chazal will make it that he could say it, Abba Shebekdusha, he could daven, he could be a Shatz, and there's no problem whatsoever. So the shaila is then